This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli aircraft have pummeled targets in the Gaza Strip, driving up the Palestinian death toll, and militants fired repeated rounds of rockets that reached deep into Israel. Violence is continuing, even as reports emerged Sunday the sides were working to reach a ceasefire deal. More than 30 people have been killed in Gaza, and life has been disrupted for hundreds of thousands of Israelis. Without a ceasefire, the cross-border fighting could turn into a full-fledged war. Israel launched its operation Friday with a strike on a leader of the Islamic Jihad and followed up Saturday with another targeted attack on a second prominent leader. Ukraine said on Sunday renewed Russian shelling had damaged three radiation sensors and hurt a worker at the Zaporizhia power plant in the second hit in consecutive days on Europe's largest nuclear facility. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Saturday night shelling Russian nuclear terror that warranted more international sanctions. Negotiations for the release of women's basketball star Brittany Griner from a Russian jail continue, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I think she's going to be freed.
Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson.
I think she has the right strategy of contrition, a good legal team.
Richardson, who admits to being a catalyst in the negotiations but not directly involved, told ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos he's expecting a breakthrough.
There's going to be a prisoner swap, though, and I think it'll be two for two. Involving Paul Whelan. We can't forget him.
Whelan is in a Russian jail on spy charges. I'm Shelley Adler.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Colombia's first leftist president will be sworn into office on Sunday in a colorful ceremony that marks a turning point in the South American nation's history. Senator Gustavo Petro, a former member of the M19 guerrilla group, won the presidential election in June by beating conservative parties that offered moderate changes to the nation's market-friendly economy, but were unable to connect with voters frustrated with growing rates of poverty and increasing violence against activists. Petro now joins a group of left-wing politicians and political outsiders who have been winning elections in Latin America since the pandemic broke out and hurt incumbents who struggled with its economic aftershocks. Cuban firefighters have been joined by special teams sent by Mexico and Venezuela as they battle for a second day to control a fire blazing at a big oil tank farm. Authorities say one firefighter is dead and others missing since lightning struck a storage tank Friday night, setting off a fire that spread to a second tank early Saturday and triggered a series of explosions. A total of 122 people have been treated for injuries, including five in critical condition. The Matanzas province governor said Sunday nearly 5,000 people have been evacuated, mostly from one neighborhood which is next to the oil storage facility. American actress Anne Heche remains in the hospital after her car crashed into a Los Angeles home Friday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Heche's podcast partner, Heather Duffy Boylston, said in a statement, Anne is currently in stable condition. Her family and friends ask for your thoughts and prayers and to respect her privacy. Police say Heche was speeding when her Mini Cooper Clubman came to a T-shaped intersection, ran off the road and into the house in Mar Vista. No one else was injured. It took numerous firefighters nearly an hour to put out the blaze. In 2000, after breaking up with Ellen DeGeneres, Heche was hospitalized when she knocked on a stranger's door, appeared shaken, disoriented, and spoke incoherently. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, Israeli aircraft have pummeled targets in the Gaza Strip, driving up the Palestinian death toll, and militants fired repeated rounds of rockets that reached deep into Israel. Violence is continuing even as reports emerged Sunday the sides were working to reach a ceasefire deal. More than 30 people have been killed in Gaza and life has been disrupted for hundreds of thousands of Israelis. Without a ceasefire, the cross-border fighting could turn into a full-fledged war. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.